flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. With it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, I have something to reveal, and I'm hoping it doesn't cause any problems for Ike.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So as you know, Jack, during commercial breaks, our partners, I take a walk around the facility here.
I'll get you back up there.
You know, Jack's talking to Herb there.
Mike's still on. That's good.
And Siri over here thinks I'm talking to Ed.
Going crazy. Everything's going crazy.
I'm talking to Herb.
So I'm taking a walk around the place, you know, say hi, you know, walk around. And occasionally, like Ike and I will cross paths. Ike's got his stress ball that he's bouncing off the walls or whatever. And they don't play us in the hallways here, I think, because we'd be too distracting. They play one of our sister stations, usually the music stations. And I heard Ike, who was just belting out Creed, belting out Journey's Don't Stop Believin' in the hallways.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
man.
It's a good tune.
Yeah, man.
It's a great tune. I heard, what is that? What is falling apart here? I heard, don't stop, like in falsetto. And I was like, who's that?
He's working on the singing, man.
There it is. It's yeah. Ike.
Now, do you still listen to Creed at home? I know you were doing that a little bit over the break.
You know what? It has come on a time or two.
There you go.
You know, I can hit Alexis up and Alexa.
Alexa. Nope.
I can hit her up.
Say play a little Creed.
Yep.
There you go. 215-592-9494.
It works.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Justin.
Feller.
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Well, I tell you what, I don't know about up yonder, but I tell you, it's colder than well digger's ice down here. I've had to work outside all day. I have froze to death.
You didn't know whether to dump that or not.
A whale?
Yeah, that sounded problematic.
Yeah, why don't you just... Yeah.
Did you say whale digger?
A well digger, yes.
Oh, a well. Oh,
a well.
Who's digging for whales?
Yes.
You are ridiculous.
I heard the same thing Jack did.
I'm telling you, I ain't kidding, no boys. It's like 5 degrees when I went in this morning. We've had to work outside about all day. I have froze to death. I'm hurting in places I didn't know hurting no more. But anyway, I might need to borrow a blue chew, too, because I don't know if I can find it.
Yeah, definitely shrink it, Jeff.
I've got a question for all y'all, and I posed it to Jack right off the bat. I'm an Eagles fan. Always have been, always will be. And when the Eagles have success, we're all happy. But why can people not admit, like, when Jalen isn't playing that well? Why can people not say, I would take Josh Allen over Jalen Hurts? I mean, I don't understand that. I'm sorry. If Jalen does well, that means the Eagles are doing well. So I'm pulling for Jalen.
Yeah.
I hope Jalen does well because we're going to win a Super Bowl if that happens. If he keeps, you know, if he plays better, not keeps playing, but if he plays better, Why can people not admit that? That's what's frustrating me. I mean, I get you, that's your guy, and you're going to defend him. And me and Ike did that with Carson until we couldn't do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had to put the Bronco down. Sometimes you got to take it out back and, bow, put it down. You know
what it is, man?
I don't know if I went that far, Justin, but yes.
But still, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, why can people just not say, hey, he's not playing that well. Yeah, he wins. He wins. Yes, but would we want him to pass for 250, two touchdowns, and rush for one? Hell yeah, I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
so would AJ.
Yeah, yes.
And Devontae.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. At this point, to be honest with you, Justin, I'm sort of in just let's, like, we'll see what happens. I know, obviously, we can't be that way because we do the show every day, but yeah. I'm just, it is what it is. They're trying to win this way. I hope they do. I don't think he's the best. I think he could do things better, but this is what it is. I don't know why people react
this
the way.
Out.
Yes.
Here's what's going to be tough.
Yep.
For you and Fritzy Poo in
yes.
there
mm-hmm.
is when they win the Super Bowl.
It's not tough for me.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Well, no. When I say it's tough for you,
yep.
it's the argument against Jalen will be tough.
Because
you will still visually say other guys are better, but if he has two Super Bowl appearances and a Super Bowl win, whether it's over Mahomes or Josh Allen,
yeah.
you're going to have a hard time convincing anybody that those guys, or at least Josh Allen, is better than Jalen Hurts.
I'll find a way. Don't worry.
You know what? At that point, this is what I would say. It doesn't matter to me that
okay.
it does. I don't think I come on and say X quarterback, Y quarterback, Z quarterback. That's not my intention.
Mm-hmm.
My intention is at the beginning of the year or the middle of the year, my perception was the passing game was not good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, and they win a Super Bowl, then great.
What about when we do our quarterback rankings?
Then he will.
Because we do that every year. We do a quarterback rankings every year.
Well, I don't know that the quarterback that wins a Super Bowl automatically is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But as an Eagle fan, he's going to be
sure.
up in that top five list.
Yeah, I would.
It's going to be a long summer.
Yeah.
and the Phillies.
See, Jack knows.
The Phillies better win a freaking World Series to get everything back on track.
See, Jack and I are in different situations in
yes.
that one. My position on Jalen, I think I've been pretty firm, is that the quarterbacks from, I think, 7, 8 to 14, 15
sure.
can switch.
Yep.
Can switch. I've had Jalen at the bottom part of that, but I'm saying that those quarterbacks are generally, from a talent standpoint, in the same.
Mm-hmm.
In the same, he would be higher in it than he is
be
now.
Closer to seven, yeah.
It would be hard for me. The thing that would change for me is mm-hmm. not so much what he is able to do, but can you win with him doing
sure.
it that way?
Sure.
And if they prove that they can win doing it this way, then have at it. I was wrong. I didn't think
do
I
you
would
begin to praise him more. There's not a lot of praise.
I
think that's what people want to hear, more praise.
I have in recent days praised him for the things that I think he does well.
Okay.
I've repeatedly said I would trust him in a late game situation. I think he works hard. I don't think he is affected by pressure. I think he's tough. I think he wants to win. Those things, what it would show to me is that those things in this case are more important than what I think his deficiencies are.
Yes.
And that's
okay.
it. And
okay.
that's it.
That's fair.
And what I would say on top of that is I think I was pretty, I was pretty hard on Bryce, I think, this summer,
yeah.
generally,
yeah.
you know.
Totally agree.
I want them to, but in the playoffs.
You did not crush him in the playoffs.
I didn't, because
no.
he performed well.
Yeah.
So the end of the day is like.
Well, people only remember what they want
yes.
to remember.
Yeah. The end of the day, I just want them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want them to win the Super Bowl. We all have our favorite players, our not favorite players. You like how this guy plays. You don't
right.
like how that guy plays. But at the end of the day, if they can win a Super Bowl doing it this way, that's awesome, and that would make me happy.
Yeah.
And
in your Hurts jersey.
Yeah. I'll wear a Hurts jersey.
Ooh.
If they win
Ooh.
The Super Bowl.
There you go. What about you in there, Fritzy?
I'm not going to do the marks.
No, we don't need you to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
No, we don't need you to do that.
Yeah. Walk's already got his Hurts jersey.
Walk's already
yeah.
got
yeah.
the jersey.
He has to, I have to watch that every Sunday.
Real quick before I go, I've got a favor to ask. Spike, this Luke kid. I heard him while during the Christmas break I was listening and everything.
Luke, yeah.
Yeah, Luke. Is that his name, Luke?
Yep, Luke.
Yeah, okay. We need this kid to do like the Buffalo Bill thing from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, it sounds just like Buffalo Bill. It puts the lotion on the screen and
he
the
does. Who is that actor?
It puts the lotion in the basket. Who played that?
Yeah, who was that actor? Because he wound up playing other stuff.
Yeah, he was in that movie Heat.
I'm sure we have 500 tweets. I'm sure we have 500 tweets right now.
Character actor. He was in Fast and Furious, but anyway.
Here's what I would say, Jack. One day when battle's not in, Luke doing text line.
I like it.
Yeah, it would be great.
That would be great. But my favorite, I guess, what'd you call it?
Trash show.
Trash show. I like. There's one out now called PD Live or On Patrol Live. That's it. Dude, that's pretty good.
On Patrol Live.
They do one out in Arkansas. You talk about some redneck stuff, buddy. They do some redneck stuff out there in Arkansas.
That's on Justin's public access, I think. I don't think we can get that one up here.
All right, brother.
No, it's on Vice or something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll let y'all go. I'll holler at you later. Love you.
All right, Justin. You know, we love Justin. I wouldn't take a blue chew in a meeting with Justin. Mm-mm. But if you're trying to get ready for, you know, the romantic time with your loved one, mm-hmm. there is, you know, people are talk about, well, I don't need it. There's no shame
None.
In mm-hmm. wanting to perform your best. Your partner doesn't care if you take a blue chew to make sure that you are ready to go.
Believe me, she's going to encourage it.
Yes. She'll be like, can you imagine you get the text one day? Hey, why don't you take a blue chew on your way
pop
home?
Pop one in on the way home.
Pop one in on the way home. Come on, man. That's the way.
Yeah.
It's the same ingredients, same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin. But the best part is it's all online. So no weird doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait three. You know how long it takes to get a doctor's appointment now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and the great part, like you mentioned, you know, it's all available online.
Yep.
You know, it shows up in a discreet package.
Yep. All made here in the USA, US of A.
It saves you from a situation like what Chuck and Mountaire went through, where he's just buying it at some willy-nilly store.
The guy's going to the corner store.
Hey, Raheem.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that Blue Chew could have delivered it to Chuck's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is online, but it is you know, everything's above board there. So what you do is you go to BlueChew.com. You type in all your stuff. They have like an online meeting. Don't worry. It's not like face-to-face or anything. You just fill in the stuff with a licensed medical provider. And they find the right ingredient, the right strength, all that stuff. And again, it's chew. So it's not a pill that you have to swallow or whatever. You just pop it in. So you do all that, and then they ship it to you, discreet package, direct to you. It's all done here in the USA, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. You don't have to wait in line in the pharmacy. And talk about cheap. What's cheaper than free?
Nothing.
So just go to BlueChew.com, and you get your first month free. Just consult with the licensed medical provider, one of them. You get your first month for free, and then you'll be ready to...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
I like that one, too.
I think I like the other one more.
Really? How's the other one go?
It's time to chew it and do it.
Is that like the package opening?
No, I think it's...
The different kind of package opening.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, you're right. Yep.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Twitter question, final check-in, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you know Valentine's Day is coming?
Wow, it's right after the other read.
Yes. We're a full-service show here. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. You're going to do it Valentine's Day? Come on, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commander? 66% say yes and 34% say no. Jack, I'm going to let you choose. Do we want OG or Herb?
I want to go with Herb. I'm sorry, OG. I love you, buddy. But
I would have chosen
no,
OG.
No, I know, but Herb's...
Okay, listen.
Oh.
Okay, I just saw Jalen Hurts right on the TV.
We played the press conference. Herb, Jesus.
I saw he looks great.
He was sitting down.
If the game was tomorrow, he's ready to go. Okay, I've been listening to you guys all day long. when I went over to Cherry Hill Mall, then I went over to King of Prussia Mall.
Whoa.
I've been listening to all you.
Why were you at two malls that are so far away from each other?
Because I had things I had to do.
Whoa.
I had to return something, and I had to buy some other stuff.
What'd you have to buy?
Listen, okay?
You need to know.
This town is hard
Whoa.
To play for.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You understand, okay, these games are tough games. Now
yes.
we're into the playoffs. They get harder and harder as you go, okay? As long as they execute and do the things that I've been talking about, tackling, playing bump and run, not giving 7 or 8 yards off the ball
yep.
and trying to play. We have to be physical this Sunday if we want to play in New Orleans in 2 weeks. So that's all I got to really say. The fans are great and all that kind of stuff. Every game, I don't care if it's a regular season game, an exhibition game, a playoff game, everybody wants the quarterback to throw for 300, 350 yards. It ain't going to be like that. They brought Saquon Barkley. They brought him number
Who?
26.
Who?
They brought him
Who?
For a reason.
Who again? You went out for a second there. What player?
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, there you go.
They brought him in here to do one thing, and that is to run the football and to get big yards. And he's done everything in his power and more. Okay, and he's put this team on his back, and other players, and the quarterbacks put his team on his back, and the wide receivers when they're healthy, they put their and the tight end, everybody, the line of scrimmage, everybody has done their job. Okay, now we got 60 more minutes to get to the promised land. So we can play in New Orleans. That's it, brother. God bless America.
Okay.
I just got home, and I'm icing my right knee and all that kind of stuff.
You and Jalen, huh?
I'm listening to Speak right now, but I put the volume down.
Right. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. What happened to your knee, Herb?
I don't know. Woke up about 3 o'clock this morning. I was having a lot of pain, man. Mm. A lot of pain.
Oh, that sucks.
And I couldn't even walk. I went over to get a burger over there at King of Prussia, and I was trying to get up to the get some more soda. And man, I tell you, it was hurting. That thing was hurting, man. My knee. I don't know what I did, but hopefully. By the morning, be better. I'm going to go over to the Whirlpool, lay in there, go in the sauna.
That'll be a sight.
Yeah.
So,
are you guys ready for Sunday?
Yeah. You're getting us ready, buddy.
Here we go.
Yo.
Here we go.
Yes, sir. Yippee dippy doo.
How's your father doing, Mr. Eskin over there, huh?
Whoa, I'm not Mr. Eskin. I'm just Spike.
I know. You're Spike Go.
Yes.
How's your father doing?
He's good, man. You should check in with him. You want me to give you his number?
Yeah, send it to me.
You know, Jack, give Herb Howard's a cell.
Yeah. And give him
actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a number.
I accidentally gave it out on the air once, so giving it to Herb is not that big a deal.
Yeah.
You know, maybe talk to him on one of his walks.
He likes to walk a lot up there where he lives up there.
Down there.
Shuffle, yeah.
In Gladwin.
He does not live in Gladwin, but...
You know, and he moved out of there.
He has never lived in Gladwin.
What he did.
Okay. Nope. Yeah, all good, though. All right, Herb, you got anything else? What did you go to buy at the mall?
Oh, wait till you see it. Ike Reed.
Oh, that's a good fit.
Oh, yeah, good fit.
Wow.
Adidas, all green, baby.
Wow, ooh, you're going to look like a snack in that. Yeah.
Adidas.
Jacket, pants, the shirt. And the girl I know that works in there, she hooked me up with this real new vest, this like off-white vest.
Okay.
It's for the springtime, yeah, with pockets, zipper pockets. Oh, man. You can wear that on a beach, baby. Yeah.
Sweatsuit?
Yeah, boy.
All right.
Okay.
Caribbean, brother. Caribbean.
I feel you.
I hope your knee heals up.
It heals up. Yeah.
Let's be honest. I'm waiting for them. I'm going to put some more ice on it.
No, yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah. Well, maybe what's happening is we're getting, maybe there's a transfer here. Jalen's knee is getting better. And what's happening is like it's like when his wife's pregnant and he gets what's it called, like sympathy,
whatever.
Sympathy sex.
No. Sympathy weight. No.
Sympathy weight.
No, it's definitely not sympathy sex.
What happened? Oh, you don't get sympathy sex
when your wife's pregnant.
Oh well, yeah, sometimes. Up to a certain point.
Every sex I get is.
Jack, know what I'm talking about.
Should I do it?
I would say that every piece of sex in my life is sympathy.
Just happy to be there?
Yeah. All right, Herb, we got to run, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, he's been gone.
All right, Herb.
Yeah, we got Howard's number coming your way.
Yep. Please give him Howard's number. I'm not even kidding. I did the final check-in and Twitter question, right? Oh, yeah. Let's do a text line. Oh.
Text line,
of course, brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
I'm not one to pat myself on the back, but between the text line and the Blue Chew jingle, I'm doing a damn good job. Battle in the studio.
He's doing an okay job.
I think he's doing a really good job.
Here's what
There's
I want.
Two good Blue Chew jingles.
Yes. I want a Blue Chew jingle that sounds like 80s rock and roll, and I want a Blue Chew jingle that sounds like hip-hop, and maybe a 90s R&B Blue Chew
jingle. You want Battle to do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, he has the voice. There's the AI thing. All right. Jack out of it. Okay. What's that?
Man, imagine how much I could have made on the snowballs from 1978. Pole, Santa in the North Pole.
It's a good call.
Seriously.
Those would be worth a lot.
Yes.
The snowballs that hit Santa?
The ones that hit Santa. Oh, my God. Imagine the auction for that. What's next?
Trust me, Yoshi's favorite trash show is not Cheaters. Cinemax After Dark.
I can't believe Cheaters is still on the air.
Yeah, they rebooted it.
I never believed that it was... My problem with Cheaters is always felt like it was staged.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, until the one guy got stabbed.
Oh, did somebody get stabbed?
Yeah.
Didn't a host get stabbed?
Yeah, the host. The original host. Yeah.
Jeff Probst was not the... I'm trying to think of the name
Survivor,
of
Survivor, right?
Gecko? Yeah. Geico?
I don't remember.
Jeff something? Yeah, but yeah, he got shanked, man.
It was real then. What's next? Yep.
I got a Jay-Z story. I listened to The Blueprint one time. Broads in South Jersey.
This is the worst Nas story of all time.
It was the worst story of all time.
Yeah.
I got a Nas story. Oh, I played the album once.
Yeah, when I was a little kid. Oh, congrats. Boy, you keep it the realest. Yeah, guys.
I know Nas.
Yeah. I got a Nas story for you. I read about him in a magazine once. What's
Double
next?
XL.
We can really relate to Spike's frustration at callers not willing to say someone is better than Jalen. Fans of Nikola Jokic.
Oh, wow.
I admitted Jokic was better than Embiid like 2 years ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Took you a while.
But I did.
But we got there.
Yeah, I got there.
Even I had to get there.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. He's better. What's next?
Please stop. I can't take any more interview requests for my thoughts on the Eagles. Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Imagine how many more requests he's going to get leading up to the game.
Oh, he's going to be swamped.
Jack, you might need the second job booking Kenny's interviews. All right, what do we have Fritz at 6 and then TK, right? What do we have coming up in Fritz at 6?
As the game gets closer, do you get more confident or nervous?
I can tell you, I started the week off nervous.
I know. I started the week off confident.
Oh.
Where do I land?
And we'll find that
Wednesday.
Out Fritz at 6.
Yeah, it's called a tease.
Yeah. All right, that is coming up next. Call Jack And no matter what he talks about, ask him about Jalen Hurts because he has committed to not saying anything negative for the rest of the day. And we will talk to you tomorrow. I've been warning you about this cold weather. Been warning you. Winter comes. I knew it. Nobody else did. Now it's 7 degrees and you have these old drafty windows. And how high is your HVAC system turned up? Your heat? Way high because of those old drafty windows. Will you just call Guida? They have a big winter sales event going on right now. 40% off every window and door you buy. It's going to save you money on your energy bills and you're going to cross it off your list, your to-do list. Oh, it doesn't feel good to cross things off your to-do list. Make Guida on the to-do list. Get 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. You can get free high performance low-E glass. Every door, 40% off. Insulated entry doors, garage doors, whatever it is. Start your project with no money down, interest-free financing up to a year, but it only goes through January, the big Guida winter sale. So what I want you to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can give you all the details, and you can schedule a free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.